Good morning, and welcome to the Ray of Hope Christian Church Prayer Call. I'm Reverend Eugene P. Williams, and it is my honor and a pleasure to lead us in this time of prayer and devotion. We'll be discussing Sarah Young's devotional, Jesus Calling, Enjoying Peace in His Presence. In today's entry, she highlights Matthew chapter 6, verse 24, and she focuses on this concept of the mastery of Jesus in our lives. But she also goes on to focus on the friendship of Jesus in our lives. When I first read this entry, when I read the point where it says, if I am the master of your life, I will also be your first love, I found that to be somewhat contradictory. And so I read through all of the scriptures, and I was grateful that the author was able to highlight Ephesians chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. And that's what I want to focus on this morning. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, Paul says to the church at Ephesus, I pray that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant that you may be strengthened in your inner being with the power through his Spirit, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, as you are being rooted and grounded in love. I understand what the author was trying to say, that Jesus should be the master of our lives, but my militancy raises up a little bit anytime I hear someone talking about how someone should be our master. I understand the concept, but I think more importantly, we put Jesus at the forefront of our lives. We put Jesus at the head of our lives because Jesus is our friend. Our relationship with Jesus is rooted and grounded in a loving friendship. And friends, that friendship is truly essential to the soul. Jesus says in John chapter 15, verse 15, he says that I no longer call you servants, because a servant is someone who doesn't know what their master is doing, but I call you friends, because everything that the Father has given to me, I have made known to you. Jesus was a friend that has shared everything that we need to know for living. Even in the text, even in Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7, Jesus is teaching the people, teaching the crowd in the Sermon on the Mount about how to live a victorious life, how to live a life that is pleasing and honoring to God. Jesus is teaching them how to live in friendship with God. And today, Jesus is still teaching that same lesson. And today I pray like Paul. I pray that we would be strengthened by the power of the Holy Spirit. And I pray that Christ may dwell in us and that we would be rooted and grounded in love. Think about your best friend. Is it your spouse? Is it someone you've known for your entire life or since you were a child? Is it your line sister? Is it your frat brother? Who is that best friend in your life? As great as they are, I would venture to say that they are not a greater friend than Jesus. And so today I want you to remember that Jesus is a friend that sticks closer than anyone else. And for that, we are grateful. For that, we put Jesus at the forefront of our lives. And with every interaction, people will know that Jesus is the head of our lives. Let's pray. Gracious God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity to come together and to focus in together on who we are in you. God, you are large and in charge. You are large and in charge, but we are so grateful more than anything that you have decided to look on us, to see us for who we are, to know everything about us, and yet you still call us friend. God, we're thankful. We're grateful. We are so happy to be your friend, to be your child, to be the brother and the sister of Christ, to be an heir and a joint heir with Christ. God, your grace, your love, your mercy, your forgiveness, everything that you have given to us reminds us of how you call our names, how you love us so, and how you call us friend. And for that, O God, we will remain rooted and grounded in the love that you have given first. Lord, we love you, we thank you, we praise you. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray and praise our friend. Amen. Friends, thank you so much for joining us today. I pray that today and this week will be the best day and week of your lives. We want you to join us on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. here in person at The Ray. You can join us in person or you can join us online. We'll be at Facebook Live and on YouTube. And we'll be starting at 10 a.m. You can also join us here on Wednesday mornings at 7:14 a.m. We look forward to seeing you. We love you and God bless.